This is episode 2088 of Your Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode. You've been following along all week long on our theme we've been exploring, and that is the theme of surviving uncertainty. We're all experiencing this global pandemic together, and we're surviving it the best we can. We've had a few months to get used to what is, as people call it, a new normal. But in this week's series, you've discovered ways to allow yourself to progress and enjoy your life regardless of what is going on around you. And we've been following some strategies from an author who wrote an article. Dr. Perlmutter wrote an article in Psychology Today, and I've taken you through his five strategies to adapt to uncertainty in a way that's positive, in a way that you actually continue to thrive and learn and grow and get excited about things and have the full range of human emotions you were used to experiencing when there's not a pandemic going on. So if your summer vacation plans have been canceled, you can still enjoy some areas around you that you might not have thought about exploring right where you live, or reaching out to people to connect that maybe you don't know so well. You can still get together and meet them. You've also explored how to look at this time in a different way, to refocus and reframe and rewire, which is what you're doing at this moment. You are rewiring your brain each time you sit down to meditate. Meditation is one of the best ways to help you manage difficult circumstances in your life. I will share with you the final strategy, and that is the strategy called reset. In the article, the author talks about how at this moment, many things are outside our control. So our typical routines, especially for children starting back to school, college-age students, teachers, parents who have children in school and may be homeschooling them, or the parents are going to work and their children are staying home, learning online by themselves. There's a whole range of different situations worldwide we're all experiencing. And in this week, we started off this series with an interview with a teacher, Joseph Hamer, who wrote a book, Brain Awakes, filled with ways that you can help children manage their emotions. And they're also great ways for adults to likewise manage our emotions under stress. So our health and our well-being of the people we care about can seem tenuous. So mental wellness and uncertainty go hand in hand. It can shake our psychological foundations, and that may be what you are feeling like. So this is a time to look deeply at your own foundation. What do you stand for? What matters most to you? Drill down to your values and how you're living your life. Do you like how you're living your life? Maybe things really weren't that great pre-COVID. Maybe some things needed to change. This is a time to sit and evaluate how you're living your life. You can do this by taking on rituals such as meditation, such as reflective types of rituals where you're growing and processing your emotions mentally. You might learn a new skill or hobby that is going to enrich your world. There's a lot that is before you that you can still explore. You may still have the fear. You may still be unsure and anxious. At this moment, we just don't have the answers to the virus or to its ripple effects on our mental health. But despite this, we have tools at our fingertips, and you're doing one of these tools. So one of the best ways to support your psychological health is simply to show up for yourself day in, day out, doing lots of self-care, meditating, reflecting, connecting with others, getting some movement in your day, some exercise, enriching your mind. There's no time like now to begin these rituals you may have been wanting to begin for the longest time. Now is your time to do it. In today's episode, I'm going to guide you as you get ready to meditate, to reflect back over your week. And I encourage you, after the reflection over your week, I encourage you to reflect back over your time of coronavirus. I just got a phone call from a doctor's office that I went to, an eye doctor, last week. Well, the doctor came down with coronavirus, so I was potentially exposed. We're going to have these situations as the virus is with us. All we can do is the best that we can. Lay a foundation that's going to support you regardless of anything going on in the world or in your life. Show up for yourself, meditate, reflect, be calm, be a source of strength for someone else. Reach out to people. Do your best at whatever you do in life. This is all we have control over, anytime, at any point in history, in the world. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, begin to relax your mind and your body. Notice how you feel and work with those emotions. Let go of tension as best as you can. And when you feel joy or peace, grab onto it. Notice where you hold it in your body and try to deepen that experience within yourself. Now reflect back over your week and take note of the times when you felt like you were at peace, and you may have passed that peace on to someone else. That was your challenge this week. Who were you the rock for? Did you share your peace? When others may have been alarmist or the news, did you simply remove yourself and remind yourself that you are sharing peace? Celebrate those wins. They're so golden these days. Now bring to mind the times this week when things didn't go so well. Maybe you really struggled, or you erupted and panicked or felt agitated and you weren't the peace for someone. You may have instigated anxiety. Just notice. No shame, no judgment. Just know that you're learning, and this is an ongoing process. Notice what may have put you in that state where you felt so out of control. And now sit in stillness. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Surviving Uncertainty series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.